From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. NASCAR vrooms into the final lap of its 36-race season on Sunday. This has been one of the closest NASCAR seasons ever, and this weekend's Ford 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway will decide the champion. As he does most Fridays, Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins me now. Hiya.
Hi, Robert.
NASCAR has undergone a lot of changes this year, and on the track, the main one was a new format that's designed to sustain interest through what is a very long season.
A very long season. It starts in January, and what's happened in years past is that one driver won a bunch of races, ran away with the championship, and there was no suspense near the end. And what new NASCAR chairman Brian France, who took over from his father this year, did is essentially create a new format that resets the standings with 10 races to go for the top 10 drivers, and it seems to have had the desired effect. Through 9 of the last 10 races, TV ratings on NBC and TNT are up 10% over last year. And coming down to this last race in Miami, 5 drivers have a shot of winning. Kurt Busch is in first with a slim lead over Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon.
And 2 of those contenders, Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon, race for Hendrick Motorsports, and they've said that winning the championship would be especially rewarding this year.
Yeah, because of a tragedy involving Hendrick Motorsports last month. A plane crashed into a mountain near Martinsville, Virginia on the day of a race there. 10 people were killed, including the brother of the team's owner, Rick Hendrick. So just one of those rare and awful tragedies in sports. Rick Hendrick hasn't been to a race since, and if one of his drivers should win, it would be the 6th time that one of his teams has won NASCAR's Cup.
Now, NASCAR made a major business announcement last week that it would allow companies that make hard liquor distillers to advertise on the cars, and the company that makes Crown Royal whiskey quickly announced that it would be on board.
Yeah, NASCAR clearly is willing to withstand a barrage of criticism about promoting drinking in a sport that obviously involves driving. NASCAR already allows sponsorship for beer and malt beverages, so this was an inevitable next step. The question is, who is the advertising directed at? NASCAR and the companies that own these brands say it's people over 21 who can drink, but a lot of viewers are under 21, and the networks haven't shown hard liquor ads for decades, of course. They will be showing cars whizzing around the track with giant logos of liquor bottles on the hoods.
So why did NASCAR do it?
Well, frankly, they need the money. They need more sponsors. NASCAR has this image of being just chock-a-block with sponsors because these cars are loaded with logos. But a lot of NASCAR teams have been having difficulty getting corporate backing. Some don't send cars to particular races because they can't afford it. It's an expensive sport, $15 to $20 million a year to operate a team. On top of that, 4 tracks at least are looking for title sponsors for races next season. You know, at least NASCAR isn't hypocritical here. Beer, liquor, cigarettes, Viagra, pretty much anything goes. And it's also worth pointing out on the flip side that one driver, Morgan Shepherd, drives car number 89, the Racing with Jesus Dodge.
Now, the race on Sunday is in Miami. It's not the first city we think of when we think of NASCAR.
No, it's not, but it's pretty typical of NASCAR's growth over the last decade. You can't forget that the sports TV audience is up about a third over the last decade. Attendance has doubled in about the same time. NASCAR is moving out of traditional tracks in small towns in the southeast like Rockingham, North Carolina, Darlington, South Carolina, and into big cities like Miami, L.A., Chicago. There are even plans for a track on Staten Island in New York City. The big question for NASCAR, is it too much growth? Will they alienate the traditional fans of the sport? And can they continue to generate the money they need from sponsors and television?
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.